Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
It's that time of night, you can't stay uptight. So come and join the people and I'm feeling all right. Here on Overnight America. Overnight America.
What a great way to start the last hour of the show, at least the live hour of the show. Midnight to 2 a.m. is the replay. Always good to have you. And I got a couple of text messages right before we went to break. It was, do we want to play the NHL All-Star clips that I saved? And a couple of people messaged in, yes, play them. Please play the old hockey interviews. Good stuff. And producer Mike wanted to hear it too, so I guess I will. I have two more that I can play. Interview with Gordie Howe and interview with Rob Ramage. I only had a little bit of the Rob Ramage one. Let me play that one first. But this is back when the NHL All-Star Game was here in St. Louis in 1988. There was this banquet and all the players were there. Sports Open Line was broadcasting live. And I can't remember exactly where it was from, but a lot of big-time players were there and they were having a good time. Hall of Famers were there. And Dan Kelly was interviewing and Ron Jacober were there too. Let me play this quick part, because the only representative for the Blues at that 88 All-Star game was Rob Ramage.
Welcome back to Sports Open Line. Tonight, coming away live from the Adams Mark Hotel, which is the site of the big...
Which hotel was that? Did you catch that? The Adams Mark. Oh, that's where the Hyatt is now. Okay.
Welcome back to Sports Open Line. Tonight, coming away live from the Adams Mark Hotel, which is the site of the big National Hockey League gala dinner this evening. And let's go across the room to Dan Kelly, and he has one of the All-Stars, in fact the only one that's wearing the blue note in the game.
Rob Ramage is his name. How many All-Star games for Rammer is this?
Well, this will be number four, Dan, and I'll tell you, it's a lot of fun, every one of them.
And it has to be a special flavor having it right here in St. Louis for you.
Oh, it's a thrill. It really is. In front of the hometown fans, the great hockey fans of St. Louis, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Rammer. It's a great nickname for hockey players, isn't it? Is there a sport that comes up with better nicknames? I don't think there is. Is Rob Ramage chilling around? Let's see. Oh, yeah, 61 years old. Where is he living at? I'd like to find out. That's kind of cool. But he played for a lot of teams. But he had a pretty good run here in St. Louis. He played for, in the NHL, Rockies, Blues, Flames, Maple Leafs, North Stars, Lightning, Canadians, and Flyers. First overall pick from the Rockies in 79. Played up till 94. I'm sure I got his hockey card somewhere. All right, one more I'll play for you. Here's that interview with Gordie Howe.
Well, when you think of hockey, you think of one name, Gordie Howe. I'm just standing here, and Gordie and I are going over trying to figure out how many All-Star games he actually played in. We were up to, what, 25 or 26?
I think it's around 25 or 26, yes.
And now you're here as the father of one of the All-Stars, and I bet you're getting as big a kick out of watching Mark's stardom in the league as you did your own.
I didn't know it showed him, but everybody wishes well for their children, and Mark has played extremely well, and he's excited about it. He missed a rendezvous because he had a very bad back, and then he also missed the Calgary game, because of the I guess he had a fractured collarbone or something, and so the poor kid, he's had his lumps, but he said this time his son's with him, his wife, and then mom and dad. So he's going out there. He's excited about it. And that's the way he should be. It's a very honorable position when you're chosen the best or one of the best of a group of athletes that you're playing against and with. So you got to believe that it's a pat on the back and you want to go out there and prove yourself.
Gordy, you're involved with hockey in a couple of ways, and we have you on the air from time to time about the Emory Edge Award. You're also connected with the Hartford Whalers. How do you like the hockey situation now? What's the status of the game in Gordie Howe's opinion?
Well, the status that I see right now, sometimes it's a hard game to sell because of the helmets. I know it's a must because of the fact that if you don't have helmets, you don't get insurance, and the game would be dead without it. But it's like selling a car with a tarp on it. Some of these young players are walking around here. Now, I'm in the business, you're in the business. I don't know them without their helmet and number on. But that's my fault. I should look into it a little deeper. I think the game is faster. They're stronger, they're bigger, and they're smarter. There's one bit of ingredients missing. I don't think they carry and handle that puck as much as the past players, but since they inherited that more than one line pass, we had a one line pass period. You had to receive it before you hit the other blue line or the red line, and you saw it many times. They said, where did the hitting go in center ice? That's where it went. It went with the inception that you can go along the puck precedes, you go whole length the ice and still be onside. And I think that has taken a little bit away from the game, but it's sped it up, and that's the excitement of the game. It afforded more scoring opportunities.
That was Gordie Howe in St. Louis, 1988, when the All-Star game was here last. Isn't that pretty cool? Dan Kelly interviewing Gordie Howe. There's a lot of other interviews. I only pulled a few of them, and I'm glad people enjoy hearing those interviews. I love going back into the KMOX archives. That was just a random sports open night in 1988. Goes to show you. Look at that power of KMOX, man. Just a random night. Go talk to Gordie Howe. Oh, man. So good. And Wayne Gretzky under the same roof. This is before Gretzky was married even. Ooh. I wanted to talk about this, and this has been in the national news. Apparently here in the United States, they're moving to allow airlines to ban emotional support animals. This could be controversial to some. They think that it is absolutely necessary to have that emotional support animal, and the airline would have to bend over backwards to allow them to bring a peacock onto the plane with them. I think this is the right thing. I think that airlines should be able to use their discretion, and I think it's been overly abused. Let's talk about using animals as emotional support versus service animals and drawing the line. You got to draw the line. 314-436-7900. That's the number you can call or text. We'll take some of your calls on Overnight America KMOX.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Listening to KMOX has never been easier.
Siri, play KMOX.
Here we are, Overnight America. And if you haven't actually checked the show out digitally, you should. At KMOX.com/ONA. Make it your favorite podcast. Tell all your friends about it. If you are someone that has a pilot's license and you want to fly around the city telling people about Overnight America with some giant banner following you, you can do that too. What else could you do? If you wanted to power wash it into your driveway so everyone knows you listen to Overnight America, you could do that too. Listen to it at full blast with your car windows down while you're freezing inside of your car. You can do that too. Just a couple of, you know, I'm just spitballing some ideas here. But the easiest thing is to find us online. Yeah, and you can listen to the show. You know, introduce it to the police officer that pulls you over for not having your lights on. You can tell that police officer about it too. What else could you do? KMOX.com/ONA. That's the podcast section. But it's easier to just open up whatever podcast app you use on your smartphone and search Overnight America. If you don't have one, go to the KMOX radio.com app there. All right, so the United States here, there's a new rule proposed by the U.S. Department of Transportation that would permit airlines to stop accepting emotional support animals on planes, mostly being abused, and it's been highly abused, and there's been many cases, and we're seeing an uptick in these cases as the abuse continues on. As animals that are claimed to be emotional support actually are not, they're just there because they're trying to evade whatever the cost is to bring an animal on, and then they end up biting someone or, you know, taking a number twosie right there on the floor, and then, you know, you got to smell that all the way from Albuquerque to Detroit. So U.S. moves to let airlines ban emotional support animals. I think the airlines want to do this, and you know what? People that actually have service animals want this to happen too, because it gives them a hard time to travel when these other animals that are not trained for this are going into these planes, and it causes them some grief and frustration. So let's get rid of the emotional support animals on planes. Are you okay with that? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Let's go to Kent, who's calling in. Thanks for calling Overnight America. Hi.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, good. I told your screener that I got a sister that's got a Chihuahua. She goes out of town pretty frequently. Mm-hmm. And I guess to take the dog, you got to pay extra to put it on the plane. Or if you leave it home and kennel it, it can be, you know, $200 or $300 a week. So oh, to wow. save the money on that, she got it registered as emotional support dog and takes it with her wherever she goes.
Oh, wow. How do you register an emotional support dog? What's the agency for that?
I think you got to get some doctor to fill out a form, kind of like getting a handicap placard. I think you go to a doctor and the doctor signs off on it or whatever. I don't really know the whole process.
Yeah, because like
it seems like that's
in order
right.
to be certified as a service animal, you have to go through special training and meet certain qualifications. I didn't realize there was a certification for emotional support animals. I thought it was just people mostly claiming.
No, I think you actually got to make an application for it, or you know, at least for the airlines to accept the dog.
Yeah. So she decided Chihuahua, not peacock or ferret or donkey or anything like that.
Well, I mean, I heard you say peacock. I couldn't really believe somebody would try to put a peacock on an airplane.
Oh,
you know, who knows?
There's a lot. No, there's been documented cases. So here's the animals that people have tried to pass off as emotional support animals. Ducks, pigs, iguanas, peacocks. Yeah, that's on the list. All right. Thanks, Kent. Good to hear from you.
All right, thanks.
And the thing is, you can still travel with an animal. It's that people are using this as a way to evade the extra cost, which could be a couple hundred dollars, $100, $150, whatever it is. Each airline has their own thing. You can still travel, but people are like, no, I'm just going to keep it in my lap, and I'll just say it's an emotional animal. Let me go to Rick from St. Louis. Welcome to Overnight America.
Hi.
Hi, Rick.
How you doing
yeah,
there?
Good.
How you doing there? Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, I talked to you about the thing you're talking about with these animals.
Yeah.
I agree on that because people that bring some of these so-called support animals, as they call them, bring them on like these peacocks and these iguanas or pigs or rams or whatever, you know, anything that they want to bring on there, it doesn't take but a certain person or persons that will try to do that, and they'll try to ruin everything for everybody else.
Oh, yeah. You know, and Rick, you probably would qualify if you needed a service animal for your site. Is that true?
Well, I'll tell you. Yes, but I'll tell you something. Taking care of me is a 24/7, 365/12 thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like I've had people approach me about having a dog in Missouri and Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I tell people, I said, well, you know who takes care of me? Me.
Yeah.
That's 24/7, 365/12. I got enough.
Yeah,
right
well,
there.
Rick, soon you're going to have a wife that could help.
Well, yes.
That's good.
That's true. Like I said, though, it doesn't take but a certain person or certain people to go out and do that kind of stuff, what they're doing. That's just like with Tuesday evening. Tuesday's my birthday.
Mm.
And Merrill's going to be here. We're going to go to Hodak's. We're going to have the chicken dinner.
Yeah.
And in the past, if a person, like, say, on their birthday, they showed their ID, of course, they have to bring that. They can't be pulling any fast ones. They have to have an ID.
Uh-huh.
And they could get a free meal. But the thing of it is, it's like right now, it's half price. For a person, like say, I buy a chicken dinner for a birthday.
Yeah.
I pay half price. But what it is that they've had people that have gone out and they've done certain things and all this kind of things. And it only just takes a person or more than that that just tries to ruin things for everybody else.
Cheat the system. Now, producer Mike was shaking his head in approval. He said, that's one fine establishment you're going to be going to.
Oh, yeah. All definitely.
Right. Very good to hear from you, Rick. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Let's go to Joe. Welcome to Overnight America, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good.
Hey, I just want to let you know that emotional support animals are not recognized by the ADA. If you Google it, it says they're actual comfort therapy dogs are not service animals under Title II and III of the ADA. So businesses do not have to let them in, and I think the airline should follow suit with that.
I also think that the airline should be able to use that discretion. They've had a lot of complaints about this, and people are I mean, I'm pretty sure someone working at an airline can sniff out when this is being abused. You know, and there are certain, you know, it's interesting because there are certain emotional animals that are used. So you might not have a disability, but for example, if a veteran has PTSD, they say there are certain examples where they would allow it if it's a dog. Now, bringing in a peacock or, you know, an iguana or a duck or a pig or something like that, probably not going to fit the qualifications moving forward if they move with this.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Good to hear from you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and he's right. He's right. The way, and when you look at disability advocates, one thing that was brought up here in this article from the Wall Street Journal, some disability rights groups and mental health professionals have agreed with airlines that emotional support animals should be treated differently than service animals, suggesting that untrained support animals could endanger service animals. Not only could it endanger service animals, but it could also endanger the people around them if it's untrained. And they don't know how to handle themselves in this situation. It makes things worse for other people. Now, imagine you actually have anxiety and someone comes in and they try to sneak on an animal saying it's for their own good. It's not trained, goes crazy. And now your anxiety is through the roof and you're having problems and panic attacks because they tried to cheat the system and didn't want to pay the extra $100 to get that carrier on and properly secure that animal. Airlines, passengers, disability rights groups have argued for years now that there's got to be that distinction. So the DOT, the Department of Transportation, said it wanted to make sure people with disabilities can continue using their service animals while also reducing the likelihood that passengers who want to travel with their pets could falsely claim them as support animals under that proposed rule. The emotional support, comfort, and companion animals would be treated as pets rather than service animals. And that's the way it should be. It really should be. And like one of the other things, too, and there is a good distinction on all of this, the distinction being that there are legit cases like, you know, veterans with PTSD, for example. There are legit cases where they'd be able to look at this where it might not be a disability, but it might be something necessary in order to help them travel. And that's a real concern. And I get that. And that's why airlines should be able to use that sort of discretion with it all. I think some people that travel with the different animals, they know this is one of the reasons why they're trying to cheat the system. There are some people, I guess there are some people that legitimately look at a pony, like, you know, one of those miniature horses, and it's a necessity to travel with them. You know, I would argue it's not your right to, it's not like a constitutional right that you're allowed to board a plane when you want and how you want to do it. There should be some sort of order to it. And I also believe that if you have to travel, that if you know what you're getting into, that, yeah, you're going to have to pay extra to transport this animal in the proper way, that shouldn't be something that you get all up in arms with. I mean, done. I think the airline absolutely needs to use the discretion that way. And it has gotten out of hand. I don't want to be sitting next to the guy with a peacock for, you know, 5 hours on a plane. Like, I want to deal with that. It's hard enough when you get a restless kid next to you. You know, I've never traveled with my son. He wants to go on a flight somewhere. He wants to go on vacation. He wants to do these things. But you know me, can't do it. But we, you know, we'll go on a family vacation at some point. I'm sure he'll do fine in a plane. Some kids don't. Some kids are anxious. They have those issues. That should be the only distraction on a plane. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News Radio 1120 KMOX, the voice of the Cardinals. This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
Overnight America with some chapped knuckles right now. Ooh. Take another call on this. Right before the break, the airlines here in the United States, it looks like pretty soon, according to the U.S. Department of Transportation, will allow them to use more discretion, and they could also just stop accepting emotional support animals. I don't think emotional support animals are on the same plane, or at least the same level as a service animal, not even close. And I don't think you have to treat them the same. And even people with disabilities are out there saying that you shouldn't treat them as the same. And that's the way I think airlines should look at it in the future. And they should have that ability to make that call. Let's go to Chris, who's calling in from O'Fallon. Welcome to Overnight America.
What do you say there, Mr. Reckmeister?
Hi, Chris.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try and call you at least once a week, man. It just your show is must hear radio. So I just first off, I want to say I hope I hear you at least. I'm 60. I hear you at least another 25, 30 years, man.
If I'm on that track, I'm on the Charlie Brennan track. All right, I like that.
There you go. And as far as the emotional support animals, Ryan. Boy, it seems with some of the people with disabilities, no offense, it seems like there's some selfishness on their part, and I was thinking of Mr. and Mrs. Ziffel with Arnold boarding a plane. I just maybe a Green Acres reference there, but
Well, that's the thing. To bring an animal or at least claim it for emotional support, you don't have to have a disability. So it's different from the people that actually are certified and have an animal that's trained to help their disability. It's completely different.
Right, right. And, just one more thing. I think President Trump will be successful. I think this will be defeated. I sure hope so. And even though I'm living over in Illinois, I'm from South City, St. Mm-hmm. Louis. Kim Gardner has got to go. That lady has just ruined that office. Mm-hmm. And it just, I'm on board with your commentary was in the last hour. So
I think that's the one thing.
Give them heck, Ryan, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Chris. Thank you for calling.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Take care.
Wow, next 30 years, he's already committed to listening to this program for that long. I like that. I like that sort of commitment. That's almost like the Scientologists. Don't they have to sign like a lifetime contract? That's you know, as a listener to Overnight America, I may start enforcing the lifetime contracts to listening to this radio show. And if you stop listening, we will call you and we will force you to start listening again, just like we did Jerome. We'll do that over. Yeah, that's pretty good. Thank you for that. Yeah, the Kim Gardner thing, you can go listen to it in the podcast. Just whatever you get your podcast, or you can download the free radio.com app. You can get it right on there. But I did say one nice thing about Kim Gardner. You know, if you missed that too, it was one nice thing. It counts. Yeah, the nice thing, and it was, oh boy, was it hard to think of something nice to say to Kim about Kim Gardner. But she has unified almost the entire city of St. Louis. They all want her to go. Everyone. So that's a hard accomplishment. I mean, that's not an easy thing to do. So good for that. Quick couple of notes here, articles. I saw this. Did you see Hillary Clinton's getting sued for a defamation lawsuit? So 2020 Democratic presidential contender Tulsi Gabbard filed a $50 million defamation lawsuit against the former Secretary of State, and of course, for former First Lady Hillary Clinton, calling her a Russian asset. So back when Hillary Clinton was doing her talks, and she's been really, you know, mouthing off about a lot of things, she's really not making any friends. What I think happened during the 2016 election was the Democrats orchestrating, it was your turn, Hillary. Not that she was the best candidate, but it was you waited your turn, and we're going to honor that. You know, she ran up against Barack Obama, and instead of trying to throw her weight around as someone with more experience, she said, okay, if we think this is best for the party, we'll let Barack Obama become the candidate. I really think there was some sort of persuading that went on behind the scenes in exchange for the support and going along with the plan that, hey, 2000 whatever comes up, 16, we'll let you be the candidate that runs for president. And you know what? She did it. I think they stacked the decks against Bernie Sanders. I think it's all pretty clear that happened. Next thing you know, she loses, and the Democrats are like, hey, we honored our part, but you got to go. We're not allowing this to happen again. And now she's on a war path. So part of looking at the Democratic candidates, she made this comment earlier. They are also going to do third party again. I'm not making any predictions, but I think they've got their eye on somebody who is currently in the Democratic primary and are grooming her to be a third party candidate. She's the favorite of the Russians. They have a bunch of sites and bots and other ways of supporting her so far. Then she went on to say that this candidate, which she didn't name at first, but a spokesperson later confirmed was Tulsi Gabbard, someone running for office. Later went on to say it was a Russian asset, the favorite of the Russians, and an asset. Not good. Tulsi said that hurt. So she's suing Hillary Clinton for defamation, $50 million. We'll see how that plays out. And Hillary Clinton also not making any friends with Bernie Sanders in a new book or documentary or whatever that's coming out. I mean, whatever. Who cares? This is what she says about Bernie Sanders. Nobody likes him. Says he was in Congress for years. He had one senator support him. Nobody likes him. Nobody wants to work with him. He got nothing done. He's a career politician. It's all baloney. And I feel bad for the people that got sucked into it. That's Hillary Clinton's thoughts on good old Bernie Sanders. I think that just fuels the Sanders base and gets them more riled up. Totally get that. Let's go to Patrick, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Good evening.
Hi, Patrick. Go ahead.
Good evening. I was calling to iterate in a little bit on the dog situation. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, people take advantage of the situation, and it ruins for the people that really need it. And it's a bummer that people that really need it, then they take advantage of it. So that's really terrible. Yes. And then the Kim Gardner situation is just, I mean, I'm a lifelong resident of St. Louis, Missouri. And what the city's got going on is just a total show, and it's a bummer. I got a nephew that's trying to become a police officer, and hopefully they at least get rid of the residency rule because he doesn't want to live there, and they're trying to fight that as well. So
yeah,
and then Mr. Wesley Bell is just a piece of work as well, and it's just I don't know. It's all post Ferguson stuff, and it just. It eats at me.
Yeah, with Wesley Bell, right now, it's different than the Kim Gardner situation, but still, yeah. He's not the person I think you want in that office. But Kim Gardner is like, well, at least Wesley Bell, the most we know right now is like, yeah, he's got parking issues or whatever. He doesn't like to park where they ask him to park. But he does some weird things, and it is really strange that he shows up to all these crime scenes. It's weird for a prosecutor to do that because you could be tainting a crime scene. So I do have some question of why he's so hands-on the way he is. And there's also some staffing issues and where the money's going. But still, it's pale in comparison to what's going on in the city, where there's some major issues that he corrected.
I hope they get it straightened out, and I think the new gal that's going to run against Mayor Cruson, I don't know her name off the top of my head, but I read about her, and I hope that works out.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Patrick. Good to hear from you.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Thank you.
And he's right about the service animals. When you have legit cases that where you have an actual need because of a disability, that's one thing. And they did make a distinction, so if there are people that have PTSD and they need that in order to travel, though it might not be a disability like blindness or whatnot, it's still something that would be necessary for them to travel, then the airline was able to use that discretion. However, so many people have abused this that they have to put the ability on the airline to make that discretion. So yes, if you're just trying to sneak someone on because you don't want to pay the $125 to properly store your animal, then enough is enough, all right? Let's go to Joe in St. Louis. Hi, welcome to Overnight America.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Tired of hearing about Hillary Clinton and how much damage they've done. She's never been the president. It's time to get past Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we should, why are we, she's always being brought up by the Republicans. She's not in power anymore. Who cares?
Yeah.
She never was the president.
Why do you think they're doing this documentary on her? Like, what do you think the appeal is at this point?
I don't know, because I'm not a, I'll be honest with you, I'm not a Hillary Clinton fan, I'm not a Donald Trump fan. So I'm ready for new people.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Well, that's the thing. Hillary's, she's old news.
It's old news, but, and Rush Limbaugh brings her up every single day. It's like, let it go. She's not in position to do anything anymore, so who cares?
So it's like beating a dead horse.
It is beating a dead horse.
Figuratively and sometimes literally, I guess, in some ways.
And then regarding Kim Gardner, she's a disaster.
Mm.
I disagree with the last caller about the city of St. Louis, though. There's a lot of good going on in St. Louis.
You said a lot of good going on?
Yeah, a lot of good things going on. The aquarium going on, the MLS coming, the neighborhoods, the Grove, Southampton. A lot of good things going on in the city of St. Louis.
No, that is true, but when you look at the crime and the way it's being handled.
Not the politics.
Not the politics either. We just went through some pretty nasty politics when it came to the city-county merger, and they're still trying to figure out if they're going to find something like that. But hey, we did unify and say we wanted at least our own voice to be heard. But overall, Mayor Cruson and some of the other things that they're trying to get through there, I think she's been pretty neutral. She's not terrible. She's not great. I really can't think of too many accomplishments, if any. So same thing if you look at the circuit attorney's office. Can you think of one accomplishment? Nothing. I mean, she's got a bunch of losing cases.
I'm talking about private citizens are doing a lot of good things in the city of St. Louis. So I grew up in the city of St. Louis. I love the city of St. Louis. I live in South County now, but I gravitate to the city all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people are afraid to go down there. It needs to be safer. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of good things going on in the city.
Yeah, I agree. There really are some very positive indicators of people putting things up. And let's just look at what they did to prepare for this All-Star game and look at what they did to the Union Station there. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It'd be beautiful.
Union Station at Christmas time. It's awesome.
It really is. It really is. Okay, thank you, Joe. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, take care.
Okay. One more segment of Overnight America to enjoy together. Do I need to make sure you sign the Lifetime Pact to listen to this radio program? Just like the Scientologists, lifetime of service to Overnight America. Okay, I'm not going to hold you to it, but it would be nice. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX.
sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Got a couple more minutes together, and then we have our ending song for the night. I get a lot of compliments on playing Sleeping with the Radio On. I really do. No, I do. I do. I know you like it. All kinds of people message me, too. Oh, I'm so glad you play that song. And people call in, and they'll mention they like the song. I get it stuck in my head, too. Just like the Overnight America song. My son actually sang it once. Let's play this.
Ooh, Overnight America. Ooh, Overnight America. Ooh, Overnight America.
So cute. Oh, he's the cutest. You know, I looked on the other day. Yeah, all the NHL All-Stars in town, I'm sure, are tuned into KMOX tonight. They're listening to my son sing the Overnight America theme song. He's, you know, what did I say once? It was, he's the mayor of Cutesville. He's the cutest kid in the mayor of Cutesville. Of course he is. So cute. Can't get enough of him. We're going to go to the auto show on Friday. He loves it. And it's kind of fun to see him check out the different cars there, but he's just going to want to go back to the kids section. I know it. I got a couple of other things. Just one quick thing here. I got to listen to what MSNBC did. So this is on The Morning Joe. So they had an interview with Joe Biden.
Joe, Bo should be the one running for president, not me.
He's talking about his son, Bo, who passed away. I think he had a brain tumor. Real tragic. By all accounts, he's a great guy.
Every morning I get up, Joe, not a joke, I think to myself, is he proud of me? Because he's the one who wanted me to stay engaged, made me promise me, Dad. I'm sorry.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, it is so...
So he's crying on the camera, and they cut him off. Oh, we got to go, Joe. See you later. Bye. You know, he's crying about his son, and he's getting emotional to them, saying, oh, he really wanted me to run, and... I think about him every day, and it's no joke. Oh, say we ran out of time. See you later, Joe Biden. What? MSNBC, are you kidding me? Listen to that again. Hold on.
One who wanted me to stay engaged, made me promise me, Dad. I'm sorry.
Former Vice President Joe Biden. Oh, it is so great to catch up with you.
He's like still mumbling on. He's like, I'm really, this is beautiful. That hurts to hear. That really hurt. They did not do. What do the kids say? They did Joe Biden dirty. What else we got here? Oh, you see who they killed off? The Planters dude, you know, from Planters Peanuts or whatever, Mr. Peanut. So he's a peanut shell. He's got a monocle, a top hat, and a cane. So apparently during the Super Bowl, they leaked the commercial that's going to be airing during the pregame, and they're killing off Mr. Peanut.
I just died in your arms tonight.
Oh, look out! Abandon
that! So this is what happens. They're driving around in the Peanut Mobile, which is a cheap ripoff of the Wiener Mobile. And as they were driving around with his friends, actors Wesley Snipes and Matt Walsh. Wesley Snipes. I was watching that and I said, man, he looks familiar. Who is that? Oh, it's Wesley Snipes. And they're driving around and there's an armadillo in the road and they have to swerve. And the peanut's driving, by the way. And next thing you know, the car's flying off a cliff, but the actors are jumping out the back of the peanut mobile. Oh. And now they're holding on to, on the side of the cliff, there is just one tree branch. And all three of them are holding on to the tree branch.
Oh, we're too heavy.
Oh. Matt, let go.
No, you let go.
Hey, Mr. Peanut, no, you don't. Don't do it, Mr. Peanut. No.
No! So Mr. Peanut, who was holding on by his cane, looked at the two and said, in order to save Wesley Snipes and Matt Walsh, I will sacrifice myself. So he has that look on his face, content as he flies down the big old cavern.
Maybe he'll be all right.
Oh.
Maybe not.
All right, so they said maybe he'll be all right. Maybe he landed in a way where his life will be spared going down that cliff. But no, the peanut mobile blew up. And rest in peace, Mr. Peanut, 1916 to 2020. Was Mr. Peanut ever looked at as one of the upper echelon tiers of mascots? I don't think he ever was. You really think so? I thought Mr. Peanut was like a B-level mascot. He's at the Macy's parade. Well, they're really playing up this death because online right now, everyone's going crazy. Can't believe they killed Mr. Peanut. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know. My childhood ruined. Yeah, sure. You know what the next thing they're saying is? In, I think, the third quarter, they're going to have a commercial, and it's going to be the funeral of Mr. Peanut. And they said, don't you dare try to pull a stunt here. You better be gone for good. Don't you be playing with my emotions, planters. So they killed off the iconic Mr. Peanut. I don't see him as iconic. He's well known. He's not like, if you think of the mascots, the ones that are out there, he's not Mr. Twinkie level. Okay, name 10 that are better. I can't think of, off the top of my head, 10 that are better. Maybe tomorrow I'll come up with 10. No, if I were to try to come up with 10 mascots, he wouldn't be one of them to begin with. I'll tell you that. There's so many other. Tony the Tiger, upper echelon. Mr. Peanut, not upper echelon. Well, we're going to have the replay hours coming up, and we do. Oh, I pulled the wrong thing out. Ah! I started playing the song, and I pulled my microphone down. I didn't even hear the end. Producer Mike's shaking his head right now. He said, what kind of Bush League broadcast is this? We'll be back again tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Looking forward to joining you tomorrow to end the week. Be careful if you're driving out there. It's Overnight America. They used to be, would be lying in love tonight. I wish you'd call me on the telephone. I don't want to spend another night alone. Sleeping with the radio on. It's the only way I can make.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.